So today, we have the special privilege of having Bill Acton with us, along with Becky and Debbie, and Debbie's husband, Steve. Becky and Debbie are his daughters. Faye, his wife, is home and is not in a good state health-wise and is not able to be here. For those of you who've been around Grace for a number of years, and know our history, know that it was with Bill Acton that started it all here about 30-odd years ago. And he is 90, is a spry 95 years old. And we have the privilege of having him here today and having the opportunity to have him teach us from God's Word. And so we're really grateful to have you here, Bill, and to have that opportunity. Bill has always lived his life trusting God and has been appropriately passionate about the sovereign grace of God, and that truth has animated his life and his teaching over the years. He amazingly continues to teach on a regular basis, weekly, in a midweek group. Some number of the women in our church have been able to attend that on a regular basis, and then even at his church on a monthly basis, he's a part of that as well. And so for those of you who don't know him, we wanted you to know him. And I have a special, the Acton family has a special place in my heart. I've known them since I was 10 years old, actually, and used to run around with his son, Tim, when we were kids. Yeah, when they lived out on 19th Street in Costa Mesa. Anyway, it's great to have him. Bill, why don't you come on up? Please welcome Bill Acton today.
Greetings from my heart to your heart. This is a very special moment for me. I am so privileged to be here with you. I want to thank the leaders of the church for inviting me. And it's great to be at Grace Fellowship. I remember very well the beginnings. There was a small group of us who had no church home at the time. We began meeting in a home on Sunday nights. And after doing that for a while, we decided to become a church. So we went through that process, and we rented in several elementary schools, and we found this property for sale. And dear Audrey McIntosh bought the property, prayed to have it, paid to have it usable for church and Sunday school. And then there have been many, many improvements since then. And here we are in this wonderful place this morning. Grace Fellowship is a great name for a church. No church exists without grace. No marriage exists apart from grace. So it's a great name, and I'm so thankful to be here. I'm thankful that my daughter Becky is here. my daughter Debbie, her husband Steve. Our son Tim is the executive director of a Christian camp in the mountains of Washington. My wife could not be here because of severe health issues. But a few weeks ago, we celebrated 61 years of marriage. By grace. As for me, I am now 95 years. 8 months and 1 week. And 6 days. Now I get up in the morning, have a sip of coffee, read the obituary column. If I'm not in it, I go ahead and eat breakfast. Thankful for the visiting friends who are here, all the way from Escondido up the coast to Huntington Beach and other places. Thank you for coming. It's so wonderful to be together. At the first service, we had three friends from New Zealand and one from Papua New Guinea. And it was very nice to have them here. So here we are. What a privilege for me to be here. I come after several weeks of prayer and meditation, enlisting the prayers of many people who have prayed about this service. I come with the conviction that the passage of Scripture that God has given me is ordained of him for this service. I come to you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, under biblical authority. So now let's refer to our text. It's the book of Revelation, chapter 19, and verse 6. That's Revelation, chapter 19, and verse 6. And the setting is that John the Apostle has been translated to heaven. He's been talking with an angel, and he writes his experience. And in chapter 6, it is recorded, I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunderings, saying, the Lord God omnipotent reigns. I thought upon hearing that, this crowd might give a mighty amen. Yes, what a message. Now, I think we'll come out with 3 points from this text this morning. There are actually 4 sermons in this text, but we'll go for 3 points. The first point is from the message from the church in heaven. And we all have some family, some friends, someone we know, Christian, now in heaven. What are the people in heaven saying? What is their message? Here it is. The Lord God omnipotent rules. That's the message. It inspires them. They are worshiping. They are praising. Praise the Lord, they say, for the Lord God omnipotent rules. You could look at this text this way. The call to praise the Lord and the reason to praise the Lord, because the Lord God omnipotent rules and reigns. That's what they're doing. I often think about my mother. What is she doing this morning? Well, she's praising the Lord, and she's saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty rules. That's her message of the church in heaven to us. Secondly, it's the message of God Himself, because He recorded it in His Word. God is in His Word. And He is here with us this morning because we are in His Word with Him. We are together. So there is a message from the earth, from the church in heaven to us. There is a message from the Lord Himself. We say, Lord, what do you want to say to us this morning? He says to us, I am the Lord God omnipotent, and I rule. Let's consider now then the message of the church on earth. That's us. What is our message? Are we saying to the world that the Lord God is omnipotent and that He rules? Is that the message we have? Is that the message we are sending out? Is that the message, husband, you are sending to your wife? Is that what you're giving to your wife? The security that you believe in the Lord God omnipotent who rules? Wife, is that your message to your husband? Is he catching it? What you believe about the Lord? Is he the omnipotent ruler? Is that what you were saying? Is that what I am saying? That I believe in the almighty, omnipotent God who rules. Is that the message the church is giving to our country? Is that the message of the church in the United States? Now, having been born in 1921, I have seen the best of our nation. I have seen the time when the churches across America were sending a thundering message to the government and to our culture. We affected the society of our day. The church was making an impact. I have seen the best days, and I have seen the worst. The churches across America do not have a loud, thundering voice at this time. The future of America is with the church, returning to the thunderous message. The Lord God Almighty rules. That's what our government needs to hear. That's what our culture needs to hear. That is what the Supreme Court people need to hear, because they are making decisions that are tearing us down in immorality. We need help. We need to return to Revelation 19:6 and declare Almighty God. Rather, mostly across America, there are exceptions, but the preaching is not about God, it's about us. How to be happy, how to be successful, how to be wealthy, about us and us and us. That needs to change. We have the message. Our world and our country needs. You have the message your family needs. You have the message your friends need. Let's not be silent. Let's declare the Lord God Almighty rules. And the text uses the word omnipotence, which means all powerful. There is no power above the Lord God. There is nothing we know of that matches the power of God. God has no rivals. In the rebellion against him, he is not pacing back and forth in heaven, wringing his hands, saying, "Oh, what shall I do? I can't get these humans to obey." No. He knows what he's doing, and he rules over. Now, the word omnipotent is known as an attribute of God. And down through the years, there's come to be known four classic attributes of God: omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and immutability. Let's consider those very briefly. Omnipotence means God is all-powerful. We know some power. We have seen the power of an atomic bomb. And now there is a hydrogen bomb, which is 1,000 more times powerful than an atomic bomb. But that's nothing compared to the power of God Almighty. Then there is the attribute of omniscience, meaning God is all-knowing. He knows everything. In fact, God Almighty has never learned anything, because he has already known it. He knows about this world. He knows about our country. He knows about you. He knows about me. He knows our motives. He knows our attitudes. He knows what we think of him. What is our view of God? What is our concept of God? And may I say this to you: your view of God determines the quality of your Christian life. You can't live in peace and joy and security if you have a weak God, if you have a wimpy God, or if you think of Jesus as somebody who walks in the country smelling roses and picking daisies. He is all-powerful, and he knows everything. Thirdly, there is omnipresence, which means God is everywhere. And when you consider the vastness of this universe, the number of galaxies, and the number of suns in each galaxy. It's beyond what we can know. We can only know what is visible to our telescopes. But there is the universe beyond that. God is there. He is everywhere. He is omnipresent. He's with you. As a believer, he's with you and in you and committed to you. And in spite of your circumstances or where you are in this earthly life, he's committed to see you through. You can never be separated from him because he won't allow it. If you were in a horrible pit like David was, he delivers you. If you're in a pit, it's temporary. If you have health issues, they're temporary. If you have severe depression, it's temporary. Whatever the condition, he is the almighty, omnipotent God who rules over us. So we have the message of the church in heaven. The Lord God is omnipotent and rules over all. The message of God himself, I am almighty and I am in charge. The message of the early church, we need to come through with that view and that message to the present world. God reigns over all. God rules over this world with all its problems, the wars, the chaos, ISIS, Islamic terrorism, the impact of atheism on our culture, the fastest growing religion in the United States is humanism, which leads to tolerance. Tolerance says anything goes. There's no right or wrong. If it pleases you, it's fine. We can't live like that. We must come through with the message of Revelation 19:6. Believe it, live it. It glorifies the Father. It exalts the Son. And it honors the Holy Spirit. It will bless your marriage. It will help your family. It will rebuild the church in the United States once again. This is the message then that God has ordained for us this morning. Believe it. Live it. Tell it. Now, most of you, I will never see again in this earthly journey. I say to you, God be with you till we meet again. And we will meet again. I love you. Love you, Pastor Bill. Love you.